A University of Alaska Fairbanks researcher has developed a technique to measure output of a key source of greenhouse gas. UAF remote sensing scientist Melanie Engram's approach uses satellite-based synthetic aperture radar, or SAR, to measure methane bubbling beneath the frozen surface of Arctic permafrost lakes.
The more methane bubbles there are in a lake, the brighter the ice looks in a SAR image.
Engram says the technique is used in conjunction with lake methane point measurements pioneered by a UAF colleague.
Dr. Katie Walter-Anthony did groundbreaking work in waiting for the lakes to freeze, and then you could see the methane bubbles under the ice. And the method that we're using takes those field data and correlates it with the brightness of the SAR backscatter. So backscatter with this bright has about that much methane. We did that with 48 lakes. Then we went back out in the field and we tested it to see how much methane was coming out of the lakes. And it was accurate within 95%. We thought that was pretty exciting.
Engram says the data also corresponded with summertime aerial measurements of lake methane releases. The SAR-derived information provides a new estimate of the overall amount of methane being released from lakes across the region. She says it's lower than what was estimated solely using scaled-up point measurements, but still very significant and a baseline for comparison as the Arctic warms and permafrost melts. Methane is nearly 30 times more efficient at trapping heat in the atmosphere than CO2. And Dan Bross.